Yeah. What's good? This be the G Shaw Cypher. You officially tuned in to On The Grind Live, where we support anybody out there grinding. It don't matter what your grind is, as long as it's a grind that we can talk about and it's a grind that you want to promote. You already know what it is. So when you see me, you see dope people. You know my slogan, so I'm going to say it again. When you see me, you see dope people. Why? Because anything else is uncivilized. I'm about to bring somebody up with me who's doing what? Dope stuff. What he doing? He grinding. You on the grind live. Let's get it. Shaw Cypher.
What's going on, man?
Yeah. What's good? Listen, we got a dope dude with us right now. You know what I mean? Shout out to his team. You know what I mean? Sent them our way. Pop out J.E. What's going on, man?
Man, I'm doing great, man. How are you doing, man?
Listen, I appreciate you. I'm doing pretty good, man. I appreciate you jumping in with us, making sure you get that interview in. You know what I mean? You've been doing some things, so I want to get right down to it. Where are you from? Where's Pop Out J.E. from?
Hey, I get a lot of people ask me this question, but I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. That was where I was born and raised until I was like 9, and that's when I moved out here to Colorado.
Oh, shout out to Kansas City, Missouri. Shout out to Colorado. So I'm saying, are you a Buffaloes fan? Colorado Buffaloes College.
No, I'm a straight Chiefs fan to the heart. 816 on my back. I'm from my city.
What it is.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? You gotta shout out the Super Bowl champ. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying?
For real. Good game.
Definitely. So let's talk about the name Pop Out J.E. I always want to know the origin behind somebody's name. And this really is not just your name. It's your brand. This is how you're going to be represented in this business. So why Pop Out J.E.? Like, where did that come from?
I really had a few names starting off. My people was calling me Lil E when I was growing up.
Okay.
But when I had a couple rap names before I really started like doing it for real. I was like, it was like Drop Love. It was some more stuff. But
Jay
really stuck with me because it's just Eric. Because my name is Eric and my name is Jay. So just E. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's Jay.
Well, it's dope that you incorporate, you know what I mean, your real name, because you got yourself embedded into the name. So, but the Pop Out, like when did you decide Pop Out was going to go in front of J.E. and how did you feel when you finally said, hey, this is going to be the name I choose.
I was really just looking for something that would stick, but I was just going through a whole bunch of things in front of right. J.E. It was like a whole bunch of like a little like slangs. I was finna do SBL, my label.
Right.
But no, I was just thinking about it, and then I was really just thinking about it one day, and it was like Pop Out J.E. Like, just J.E. Come pop out.
Oh, that's like, what slide it is. Through.
Come here.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Like, it just stuck, and it looked good too, though. Like, I don't got no issue.
Oh yeah, it's dope. It's dope, man. I mean, it definitely looked good. You know what I'm saying? I definitely like promoting it. It was unique. I think if you Google that, you're gonna get you. You're not gonna get nobody.
Yeah, you're gonna get me. Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the main focus. So when did you? What, you know, how long you've been doing this music business? How long you've been doing the music so far?
Seriously, last year was the first year me and my whole team, Midcoast Entertainment, took it in like seriously. But I've been doing it personally since I was like 9, 8 for real.
Right.
I was just playing around because I saw my dad doing it with my uncle. Uncle Chicken Bone for real.
Yeah. And shout out Uncle Chicken Bone. I hear you.
Yeah, but it was just so like different that I saw music being made in front of me because I never seen it. And I just looked at it and I was like, maybe I could do that. I grabbed a notebook. I'm not even the best at reading and writing at the time. I'm still trying to write down some bars. Probably can't even read it to this day. But that's when it really all started, though. Young dog.
Yeah. I mean, that's where it usually start. You get what I'm saying? So can you remember back in the day? I mean, can you remember the first time you stepped in the studio and recorded your first track? Like, what do you remember when you did that?
Yeah, I definitely do. I was in the studio with some different folks. I say that in a way to I don't disrespect nobody because I'm not. It's not bad blood with them, but it's just what it is.
Right.
But I was in the studio with some folks, and he had some extra studio time. He was like, just go in there and do it. But at first, the engineer, he was like. Hey, let me hear that first. Let me make sure that you're not wasting my time because I'm 12 years old in the studio. He's like, you don't want to make sure you're not wasting no studio time. Right. So he was like, He was like, yeah, let me hear it first. So I started playing the beat on my phone. I started going. I'm super excited. I'm a young dog. I'm over here running out of breath and all that. But he like, oh, yeah, bro, I hear what you say. You hard. You hard.
Yeah.
So I only had 5 minutes, but I went in there, and I think I did my thing pretty well. But in the song, I still got the song to my day. My pop still got it and all that. But the song, it's just like I'm just so nervous that I'm breathing so much. And it's like, I just keep breathing. And it's like, it just messed up the whole song. But like, you can see that I had a lot of potential at that young age, though.
Right. Well, shout out to your pops, you know what I'm saying, who was making sure that, you know what I mean, he's supporting and all that. And you got that first song. Let me ask you this. When you write music now, like, what is the environment got to be like for you? Do you got to, like, have certain things in the studio, or, you know what I'm saying, or you can just go in there and do your thing?
It's really just me doing my thing, bro, because I usually be freestyling my music. Like, last year, when I first touched down the real booth, they was telling me, like, they was teaching me structure for the first time ever.
Right.
And they was teaching me hooks and all this. Like, I never learned that. But I'm learning it now, so I'm grinding more. And my environment, I just feel like I can't be nothing playing in front of me. So, like, if I'm in my room, like, right now, I go sit somewhere else. I go sit somewhere different. I've never sit before and, like, start writing.
Right. You're trying to get the vibe. You're trying to get the flow going. So, you know what I mean? You never know, you know, experience and things like that. So, let me ask you this. For anybody who has never heard your music before, but they right in front of you, and they getting ready to hear your song for the very first time, and then they say, Pop Out J.E., explain to me the type of music you do before I listen to it. What would you tell them?
If I had to really break down my genre, it is hip hop at the most basic form. It is still hip hop, but I feel like I'm just talking from my heart, from things I see, talking from a different perspective, stories, all that, and just life in general for real. I'm just trying to keep it 100 because I'm so real with people now. Like, people just be getting on me because I'm telling them the truth. I'm an outspoken person. You feel me?
Right.
So it just always, I feel like everything really played into this music because I really grew up talking too much and all that. And I'm here.
It's all good. Yo, shout out to my people on Facebook and on YouTube and on Twitter or X, whatever they want to call themselves, Twitter or X, you know what I mean, that's tuned in. Definitely put some comments in there. Shout out to Midcoast Telecommunications LLC. Definitely put a comment in there, Midcoast, you know what I mean? Somebody, that's my son, no doubt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My business partner, Tampa Mystic Industry's Most Wanted, is tuned in right now. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to her. You know what I mean? Listen, man. So what kind of beats you like, man? Like, what kind of producers do you work with? I know you got I know you got something fresh and something hard. So talk to me about, you know, what kind of beats you look for.
See, right now I'm really on some. I'm really looking for something from. I'm looking for some gutter. I'm looking for some straight puncher, because right now I feel like I really got a lot of stuff to say. Right. If you get where I'm coming from.
Right.
Cause like I ain't been in no real booth yet in a minute. So like when I touch down, it's over with. Like the boss has just been running, you feel me?
Right. No, I feel you. You know, it's definitely something that, you know, the beats cause an emotion, it causes a certain type of song to be written. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, who would you say inspired you musically, you know, as you were coming up in this business?
I've been asked this a few questions before, but it always had to be my pops. Like, besides putting everything out the window, it just got to be my pops, because like I told you earlier, he was the first image of music I seen in my face.
Right.
So I grabbed it, and like, that's the thing. That's the image I'm still looking at to this day.
Yeah. Shout out your pops. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's not a lot of artists out there that have the support, you know what I mean, of their family, especially their parents. Because they, you know, parents might think, nah, you need to go do something different, you know what I'm saying? Or you need to do this and need to do that, kind of have a different vision for you. All they want to do is protect you, but they feel like this might not be the lane. And the fact that you have a father that's inspiring you to do this, because that seems to be your passion, is a great thing. So definitely shout out to your pops. You get what I'm saying? Let's talk about that song Ballin'. You got a song named Ballin' right now, streaming. You know, the name itself is explanatory, but tell me why you wrote the song and what the concept of the song is.
Ballin' is really just like, I'm just talking how I feel for real. I'm just like, I need that Lambo with that pink seat. You feel me? I'm just talking what I like my life like into. I'm right. just like I'm really manifesting. If you want to look at it as that, but right. it's just like you just feel if you turn balling on, you really listening. You just feel where I'm coming from. Like I'm just talking about. I need that Lambo with that pink seat, and I'm balling like I'm. You feel me?
Yeah. No. I hear you, and that's dope. You get what I'm saying? Like you manifest. I think manifestation is a big thing, especially now when you can manifest some things and really believe in yourself. People start to believe in you when you believe in yourself, and then all the dots start to connect. Right, everything starts to come together. You get what I'm saying? So that's definitely dope. You know, one of the things I like to always ask, you know, people out there as they come up, you know, what do you feel like is one of your biggest accomplishments that you've achieved so far? That's going to change as you get older and as you,
definitely
you know what I'm saying, as you accomplish stuff. But right now, at this time, like, what do you feel like is the biggest one?
My biggest accomplishment, it'll definitely just be the music.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I ain't have no baby yet. I ain't went out the country yet.
Yeah,
I still got so much more to build on. But this music is like I never traveled like this before. Me going to Chicago, New York. I'm finna go to Houston in a couple days. Like I never traveled like this before. Music and music just showing me these new people like you, right, like different right. people that expanded my networking, my brain, like.
Right,
I'm a young dog. I'm talking like it's just right. I'm just learning so much from this. Like that's why I'm so grateful for that.
Right.
I'm absorbing all of it like a sponge. You feel me?
Yeah, man. Listen, get all the information you can. You get what I'm saying? Get all the information you can. Make sure that you do as much homework on it. You know, don't jump into anything. You know, right now we in a space right now where you can take your time. Especially in your situation, like you say, you don't got no kids and, you know, don't jump into it. Right. You don't need it. You know what I'm saying? So you in a situation right now where you can really take your time and build your brand and develop yourself. So continue to definitely do that. I know your pops is going to be behind you, making sure that he puts you in that right direction. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, definitely keep doing that. And you know, keep taking it to the top. You know, what do you have any projects that you looking to release, or are you just going to focus on a single?
I think I'm just going to focus. I'm focusing on a project on my birthday. I haven't came up with a name yet.
Right.
But it's going to be a project on my birthday, at least 20 plus songs.
Okay. And where you taking me? You taking me on a trip? I see you taking me on the trip. We going right. Look, you taking a trip through the crib. You know what I'm saying? This is an episode of On the Grind Live. This is Cribs right now. You taking us? Where are you taking us, man? Where we going? I can't hear you.
I'm grabbing a grub right now.
Yeah. Oh, you kind of get that full. You know, it's hungry. It's hunger time. You know what I'm saying? Yo, definitely. He getting that. You know, you got to feel. You got to feed the body so you can get back to the studio and start laying those tracks in.
Oh yeah, but I'm back section now.
Oh yeah, definitely. You see, that's why I like the virtuals, because you can go with people where they going. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So you know, what I mean, you said now repeat what you said earlier about the about a project or just a single. What are you looking to do?
I'm dropping a project on my birthday. I haven't came up with the name yet, but it's gonna be 20 plus songs. My birthday May 21st. So just count down for real, but I'm dropping a project on my birthday, hopefully.
Right. That's what's up. May 21st. You know, happy belated birth. I mean, happy early birthday. If I don't talk to you, you know what I'm saying? If I don't hear from you, I don't see anything. Definitely happy early birthday.
We'll be tapped in. We ain't going to disappear on you.
No. You better not. You know what I mean? You definitely better. You better let me know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Surely.
Oh, you got any videos that you get ready? You know, that you...
It's definitely in the works though, but the visuals, they definitely gonna fly out, but they in the works.
Yeah, definitely.
Just gonna leave it at that.
No, definitely. Where do you see yourself musically in the next 5 years? If you can plan out real quick, like, okay, pop out JE, I'm gonna do this. Like what are those things that you feel like you're gonna do in the next 5 years? You don't necessarily have to go 5 years. Let's go 2-3 years. Like, what do you want to accomplish?
All right, I'm just going to do by 18 then, because I turned 16 this year, so I'm just going to do by 18.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you got time. You got time, you know what I mean?
So by 18, I at least want to be, definitely progress more of my music for sure. Yeah. But I want to have a business, like I want to expand Mid Coast Entertainment to like more than just a label. Like right. I'm trying to incorporate like different things, like new artists, new people, new content creators. Like I'm trying to really grow Mid Coast Entertainment as a brand, like anything, like we might throw it onto some trucking or whatever. But I'm trying to really put my people on and just bring everybody with me. So I want to build my label up so much, like my brand, Mid Coast Entertainment up so much to where like we can just put it out in front of everybody and they just grab it all up. They just we need this, they do this, they do this, they do music, content creation,
The fact that you're 16 and you talking like you've been doing this for a very long time from a business perspective means to me that you know what's needed to go to the next level. You get what I'm saying? So you in Colorado right now, right? You said Colorado. What is the music scene like out there for you?
Music scene, actually, right now we got a couple artists that's coming up, but the main group of artists that's really rocking and I'm messing with is TNT. It's a group out here called TNT.
Yeah,
Capo G, TNT Hacho, all of them they really tough for real.
Right.
But I got a couple artists out here that I'm trying to get some. You feel me with? I'm trying to keep that under close. But
definitely.
But I'm performing too. I'm performing out in Houston though. So like I'm trying to see what the music scene is out there. Springboard Houston. What's it called? April 12th.
April 12th. So you're gonna be out in Houston. Is that the first time you're gonna be in Houston ever?
First performance. Not first time in Houston, but first performance out there. First business trip out there. Definitely something important.
So how many places you been so far this year that you know as it relates to your music?
Relates to my music in this year, I'll probably say we went to we went back home. We went to Kansas City, then we went to Chicago, and then a month later we went to New York, and then it's been that was in September or November. I'm not sure, but since then we just been riding it out. But Houston 12, Springboard Houston event.
You went to my city, New York. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. So when somebody said New York,
city was beautiful.
Definitely.
The only thing, a few complaints I have about it is that like the people a little bit like
That's exactly.
But I come from that though, so it's like it's cool to me.
No. When you come to New York, it's all business. It's all it's me mugs and Tim's and fitted hats and what are you looking at me for and all that craziness. So sometimes the energy you might take the energy wrong, but in reality that's just the vibe out there. But you know, once people recognize that you you know about your business and you got talent, then you good to go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So no worries. You know what I mean? And all that. Okay, so we said earlier you told me what's your biggest accomplishment. This time I want to ask you, what do you feel like your biggest lesson was so far? I mean, you're only 16, so you got a lot more to come. But
I got a lot of lessons, though. I ain't going to lie.
I mean, I know you got a lot of lessons. This music business is harsh. It don't matter what age you are. So talk to me. Like, what do you feel like is the biggest lesson you've learned?
Biggest lesson I learned? I say, because you don't know what can happen at any given moment. So the biggest thing I learned is just watch your surroundings. Be on point for real. Like your perspective is everything. Like when you walk up to somebody, look at their shoes, look at their hands, look at their pockets.
Watch
everything. That's the only thing I gotta say is be more perspective, because I feel like if you read somebody's intentions before they get to, I feel like you could prepare yourself for whatever could come with it.
Right. That's a fact. That's a fact. So
be on point.
That earlier you said something about branding. You know what I'm saying? Your brand, you want the content creators, you know what I mean? You have the artists, you have this thing, the people coming to you. Like really for you, what does branding mean? What, you know, define branding and your concept. Like, what do you think branding really is?
Branding falls into a lot of different things, but to me, asking me that question, I would say marketing, promoting. I'm not trying to sound like I'm just so smart and I know.
First of all,
I just have to go with marketing, promoting, like consistency. Consistency needs to be a very high skill, because if you not keep going with that, it's just going every time.
Right.
So consistency, marketing, promotion.
Yeah, let me, you know, artist development too. You know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out to Metcoast Entertainment put artist development. Listen, let me say it like this. You know what I mean? Don't ever make it so people think you're not as smart as you really are. In this business right now, you gotta let people know that you know the game, you know the business, because they'll try to get the okie doke on you. Right. They'll try to get over on you. You know what I'm saying? So if you know your business and you know your work, can nobody deny that. So don't ever let nobody, you know what I mean? Don't you say, I don't want nobody to think I'm too smart. Let everybody know you smart. You know why? Because if you don't, they gonna think they can get over on you.
They're gonna try to get me. I feel that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, and then go do some more homework. You know what I'm saying? Like, go learn some more about the business and things like that. You know what I'm saying? And your dad ain't gonna let that happen. Dad's gonna make sure you right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Dad's gonna make, he said, I'm the dad. I see you, dad. Pops, listen, I appreciate you. My pops was one of the ones that support me too. So I know how your son feel. You know what I'm saying? And he the label. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he said. I'm the dad and I'm the label. That's what it's supposed to be. You get what I'm saying? So listen, man, why y'all, and I know your dad educated because he made sure he did his homework.
Very smart.
But you know, we got a brand called Groundwork Enterprises, and on our website, we have different blogs, posts on different things within the industry, right? So if you want to know about trademarks, you want to know about copyrights, sound exchange, publishing, we put all that out there. So if y'all ever want to look for more information, we give it for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? You know what I'm
definitely
saying?
Get so, a free game.
Listen, man, I don't got no time to hold it. You know what I'm saying? What I'm going to do? I can't take it with me when I, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But listen, I'm going to say I'm proud of you. I'm glad you're grinding.
Appreciate that.
Taking it to the next level, which leads me to my next question. You on the grind live, you know what I'm saying? What is the definition of grind to you? What do you feel like the definition of grind is?
Grind. See, a lot of people say they grinding, but they not grinding, if you feel me.
Yeah.
Everybody say they putting that pen in, they ain't putting that pen in. I feel like grinding is, if you want to look at it, how you want to look at it, is grinding is doing what you got to do no matter what. Because having two parents in my life that split up, I seen what they had to do to get to that bag, you feel me?
Right.
I feel like grinding is just getting to whatever you're trying, whatever your goal is, whatever your thing is, get into your goal without stopping, no matter what. You fall, your leg break, whatever. Right. You still getting it, cause you gotta think about it. When you still got them babies when you go home, that's how I'm looking at it from my parents' perspective. Like, they still got them kids when they go home.
Right.
You gotta keep going. So I say keep going, no matter what is what grinding is. Like, you're not stopping. Your like whatever you're doing to make money ain't stopping. You still getting up, going to work every day. You still in rotation. You still got some money in your pocket. All that.
Right, definitely. And listen, man, I'm going to urge you, like, listen, you 16, I got a 17-year-old, get ready to turn 18. You know what I'm saying? So I know exactly how your dad feel about making sure that, you know, he help you get to whatever he got to get to. And anything that he had to go through to make sure you got what you need to, respect that. You know what I'm saying? And learn from that. And regardless of the situation or what your situation, whether it's a two-parent household or one parent here, one parent there, respect both of them. You know what I'm saying? Because they love you and got nothing to do with what they had going on. It's really about how they make sure you good. So just respect that. Keep grinding and show them that what they teaching you, you know, you can take and elevate to the next level. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, keep doing your thing. Listen, man, I'm gonna put your Instagram out on here right quick. We got Pop Out JE on here. Come on, man, pull up. There you go. Here we go. Follow Pop Out JE at Pop Out J on Instagram. I'm gonna tell you this, man. I've been on your Instagram and I'll be on it. I'll be making sure I'll be paying attention, man. First of all, you gotta post more. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you jewels. The only reason I'm telling you that, because if you want people to understand who you are, you gotta be able to tell your story. Your story is on Instagram. Post more. You know what I'm saying? In addition to that, you know what I mean? Like, yo, change your Instagram, like, avatar or whatever. Put a picture. Your profile.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Only reason I'm saying that is because people need to know who they, you know what I mean, who they checking out. You know what I mean? If they follow
me. I appreciate you telling me this, because ain't nobody told me this.
You know what I'm saying?
My pops was telling me a little bit about this a couple days ago, actually.
Yeah. And if you're private, make yourself unprivate. Right. You get what I'm saying? The reason why is because as an artist, you want people to follow you on a rip, not ask for your permission. You get what I mean? So
yeah.
just giving you a couple jewels, but I know you doing your thing, man. I like your song, Ballin'. It's on, you know, it was on Power 107.6, The Truth. That was our radio station out here in Jacksonville, Florida, where I'm at right now. Yo, any shout outs you want to give to the people?
Man, it's really just shout outs to the team for real. First one is going to have to be entertainmentmidcoast.com. Go check out the merch, all that.
Pop out
JE everywhere. Entertainment Midcoast and everywhere. Like I said, though, Springboard Houston, April 12th.
Springboard Houston. Make sure y'all go check them out. Make sure you get some footage, get some behind the scenes that you can post on there. You know what I mean? People invest in your story, they will invest in your music. You get what I'm saying? And invest in you. So, I appreciate you taking your time out. If anybody, I know people just tuning in, listen, you late. So what you can do is you can go to YouTube and hit that rewind button and it'll play again for you. We did this live. Or you give it a couple days. It'll be on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that stuff to check out. And then look out for the official write-up, because we're going to do a write-up on this. It's going to be real dope. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be real hard, real official. People going to know more about you and things like that. So you don't have to just listen. You're going to have to read about it, too. It's going to be crazy. Watch. I don't play. But listen, I appreciate you. Shout out to your dad. Shout out to my business partner, Tampa Mystic. Shout out to the people tuning in, but they ain't want to leave no comments, but I know you was there. So I appreciate your support. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, man, salute. We'll talk to you later. Enjoy the rest of your night, man.
Appreciate you having me, man.
Yes, sir. Talk to you soon.
All right.